dear friends in Christ, the national effort for a Eucharistic revival has been underway for over a year. At the heart of every effort is a desire to respond more fully to God's invitation. The same God who gives us life wants to nourish us for our human journey. We live in a world filled with joys and challenges. We must respond, but the path forward is often difficult and uncertain. God does not abandon those who call out to him. He responds to give us strength as we follow the narrow way, as we carry our crosses alongside Jesus. No part of human existence brings us as near to Jesus as the Eucharist. He tells us in very direct words, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." As powerful a promise as Jesus makes, we can easily remain indifferent. The Eucharistic revival is meant to awaken our hearts and minds so that we receive the gift that God gives, abundant life. Every time we gather for Mass, we enter a privileged space for intimate contact with our living God. For this reason, I am asking every parish to begin a more direct preparation for the encounter with Jesus at Mass. I ask every parish to create a more intentional environment of prayer before Mass begins. The main area of the church, especially around the altar, should preserve silence before Mass. The goal of this silence is not merely a greater quiet. The silence should promote a kind of prayer that turns the hearts of God in anticipation. Enter your parish church with expectation for the gifts that God gives. Bring your joys and sorrows to the altar. Take time before Mass to speak to the Lord in your heart. Pray for your intentions, surrender your burdens, open your heart and mind to the Word of God in Scripture. My hope is that the Eucharistic revival can reach us at deeper prayer, especially in the privileged location of our churches. Our encounter with the Lord in the silence of our hearts takes practice and is well worth the effort. Together, let us seek first the kingdom of God, joining in prayer for the many needs of our world and the conversion of our hearts. In Christ, the Most Reverend Eric Holmeyer, Bishop.